Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Mures product line acquisition conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Carlo Rosa, CEO of DiaSorin. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and welcome to the DiaSorin conference call after the acquisition of the Mures product line. I would like to spend 20 to 25 minutes explaining you the logic behind the acquisition, and then we will open the Q&A session. There is a slide presentation that I would like you to follow during my speech. Let me start from slide number two, and reminding you the five main elements that we believe will fuel the company growth. We always stated that first it would be the development of new assays on our platform, including HIV and HCV. The development of clearly a proprietary platform with EXL, new technology with molecular diagnostic, expansion to address new developing markets, and finally, vitamin D. You will see today that this acquisition does have an impact on two of these elements, HIV and HCV, and the geographical expansion. Slide number three is reminding you what is the research and development plan for 2010 and 2011. As discussed in previous conference calls, by the end of this year, we plan to launch the DiaSorin XL with HCV, HIV, and HBsAg, and the full line of hepatitis, which has been developed by DiaSorin using its own reagents, either proprietary, so generated in Saluggia, or licensed out from outside companies. The DiaSorin XL is a system that is foreseen to go to laboratories, either in hospitals or private labs, but certainly not in blood banks where you do need a very different throughput. Let's keep in mind that when we discuss about the rationale for the Mures acquisition. If we go to slide four, again, you are very familiar with this, an effort of the company to expand geographies and get our product lines into new markets. In that effort, again, let's focus on two areas which have been very critical for us, and one is South America, and the other one is Asia-Pacific. These two regions have been very successful for DiaSorin in the past few years, and these are areas where it is very clear that we had to increase our critical mass in order to guarantee success in the future. Now, said that, what is Mures? As a definition in slide number four, you see that Mures has been an able arm in HIV and hepatitis blood screening testing outside U.S., Europe, and Japan, where ELISA still plays a role. Mures was a company that has a long history in HIV and hepatitis C. It used to belong to Wellcome, the British pharmaceutical company. Eventually, it was one of the first companies launching an HIV test, and then in the beginning of 1990, the HCV test. It was acquired by Abbott in the mid-90s as a result of business relations that they had with the company, and it stayed within Abbott until very recently, where for strategic reasons, Abbott decided to divest from this business that clearly carries a technology that has nothing to do with the other Abbott product lines. In slide number six, you see we listed the assets that have been acquired by DiaSorin with this transaction. We will acquire at closing two manufacturing sites, Darfur in UK and Kyalami in South Africa, employing less than 250 people in both sites. These are the sites that make the HIV and the HCV product. We will get the use of the Murex brand that we believe is a very reputable brand in HIV and HCV testing. Very important, we will get all raw material that is currently used by Abbott to make ELISA product for HIV, HCV, and HPV. Let me remind you that Abbott today is the worldwide leader, and we will see it later on in the slides, in the field of hepatitis testing. So these raw material are first quality raw material in this segment. We will get the relevant IP, which is either transfer or license, which is necessary to make products and use raw material with ELISA or chemiluminescence. We will get an install base of roughly 400 ELISA Tecan processors, which are located today in blood banks around the world and support sales of the Murex product. We clearly will get all customers that have been purchasing Murex products over the last 6 months and distributors contract for Murex ELISA products. Okay? These are the assets that we're getting through this transaction. If you look at the split of the sales by geography of Murex, almost 50% of sales are in South America, mainly Brazil, Colombia, and Argentina. 27% is in Asia-Pacific, with China and Taiwan being a very, very relevant part of this business, and 25% between Europe and Africa. Very clearly, this business was skewed toward these emerging markets because of the fact that on one side, the ELISA technology is a very powerful technology in those areas, and by the same token, also because of HCV IP issues that Murex had in the past, they were prohibited from selling HCV in Europe, US, or Japan. If we look at the split of the sales by product line, we will see that fundamentally the business is made of four products, which are the products used in blood banks. So HCV is 35%, HIV a little bit over 20%, and HBV 16%, and finally HTLV with almost 20%. Now let me remind you that when it comes to hepatitis and HIV, there are two different markets. There is the blood screening market and there is a diagnostic market. We will focus today on the blood screening market. Let me remind you that in most countries it is mandatory to test blood supply for HIV, HCV, HBV, and syphilis before transfusion. In some countries, depending on the different geographies, two more tests are also mandatory, the HTLV 1 and 2 and the Chagas. In Europe, US, and Japan, political pressure over the last few years and availability of a high-throughput system for molecular diagnostic testing has forced blood banks to adopt nucleic acid testing along with immunoassay. And let me stress, along with. Today, there is no blood bank that is limiting testing to nucleic acid testing alone. In emerging countries like China and Brazil, where these NAT technologies are too expensive, usually they use two different immunoassays to guarantee the blood supply. Every year, roughly, we estimate 50 million blood donations are tested before transfusion, and the market for immunoassay worldwide in this segment is close to 500 million euros. Depending on the country, the blood screening is performed either in dedicated settings, the Red Cross, for example, in the U.S. is a good example, or it is performed in central lab along with diagnostic regular routine testing. Usually, this is the situation in most of the European countries. As far as the size of the HIV and hepatitis testing, it is very clear that from a volume perspective, blood bank testing represents more than half of testing volume. As you can see here, 60% of volume of HIV and HCV is done in blood bank and 40% in diagnostic. However, if you look at value, because of a price differential between diagnostic marketing and blood bank screening, the situation is exactly the opposite. 60% is diagnostic and 40% is blood bank. Abbott built a very strong franchise in this segment. You can see here in slide number 12 the market share that Abbott is enjoying today, both in hepatitis testing and HIV testing. They have over 30% market share total for hepatitis, with a very strong presence in Latin America, where almost 50% of testing is done with their products. And when it comes to HIV, it's very similar. Abbott is known in this field. They have a reputation for quality, and clearly they've developed over the last 10 years lots of technology and know-how around this testing. Some of this technology and some of this know-how has been granted to Murex to develop some of its products. When it comes to different technologies used in this hepatitis and HIV segment, I think the situation is very different from Europe and South America and Asia Pacific. When it comes to Europe, we estimate that the market is close to 450 million euros. The ELISA share is small and fragmented among few suppliers. You can see here Johnson & Johnson, Siemens, Bio-Rad, and other players, but the amount of business left to ELISA is 15% of the total business. However, when you move to other emerging markets, the amount of business still left with ELISA is significant. We estimate 150 million euros in the Pacific and South America, where very clearly Abbott, Bio-Rad, and bioMérieux, which are the three companies left with ELISA, do enjoy a significant market share. So why is Murex key to DiaSorin's success in this field? I think there are four reasons why this acquisition is strategic for DiaSorin. First, the availability of brand. Current know-how and reputation of Murex in the field of HIV and HCV will allow clearly DiaSorin to leverage on a strong brand. During the previous conference calls, when we have announced the availability of HIV and HCV, some of you raised the issue of credibility of DiaSorin in this field. I believe that the availability of this product line and the Murex brand and the raw material coming from Murex and the know-how in this field will allow DiaSorin to set a foot in the door in this very interesting market, allowing a successful launch of the Liaison XR platform. Second reason is that the integration of the current Murex sales in South America and Asia Pacific will allow us to increase our critical mass in areas where DiaSorin is still underrepresented. Brazil will, just as an example, will double its size. And clearly allow us, this will allow us to be more competitive in this very interesting market. Same thing would be with China, for example, where the combination of ELISA sales coming from Murex and DiaSorin will make us the number one provider to blood banks for HCV screening in that country. Third reason is that the addition of the Murex line will make DiaSorin the second ELISA supplier after Ortho J&J. However, Ortho J&J is a franchise when it comes to ELISA with one single product, which is the HCV, whereas we have a much broader menu that stems from hepatitis and HIV with Murex, and all infectious disease products with the current DiaSorin. products. And we estimate that the ELISA market worldwide still is close to 500 million euros. The fourth reason is that through this acquisition, the Essori will get access to IP and raw material of first undisputed quality, which is used also by Abbott for some of the clear products. And this will be available for future development of a new generation of HIV and HCV products on the XL, where at that point all the critical raw material will be owned by the company. If we go to slide number 17, let me just share with you some key financial indicators that we are allowed to share under the current agreement. The turnover of Murex, or the Murex line in 2009, is $66.7 million. This includes also some instrument sales to distributors. We estimate that the turnover in 2010 is something, again, between 60 and 55 million. So it is currently rather flat as a business managed within Abbott. We expect that closing in mid-year, the contribution to the Essorin will be half of that turnover, so close to $30 million. At the current exchange rate is 21 million euros. Murex will be accretive as of year one. We expect from our calculations an EBITDA margin between 15% to 19%, and at the level of EPS should be accretive by 1-2% on 2010. Now, when it comes to the addition of these sales to the Diasorin current revenue structure, these sales, which, as you know, as I said before, have been realized by Abbott mainly in South America and in Asia Pacific, will clearly give critical mass in those areas. Asia and Pacific is becoming, will get to 35, 36 million euros for us, almost 10% of our revenues. And Latin America will get to 41 million euros, which is almost 12% of the Diasorin revenues. At this point, I will let you, let's move on with the Q&A session.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Martin Wales of UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi. Firstly, you said flat to declining revenue 2010 versus 2009. Is that currency, or is that just the underlying businesses struggling? I was under the impression it was growing slightly. Secondly, could you talk a little bit about what the key cash flow costs are, or cash flow adjustments one would have to make to the income to get a sense of cash flow, specifically depreciation, amortization, net working capital, and CapEx for the first couple of years?
Martin, let me just give you the answer. I am not in a position to answer to your second question. It's a little too early to do that. And we will be able to address this closer to the closing date. Okay. When it comes to your first question, I think I need to qualify my answer. The underlying sales of ELISA under Abbott have been flat. However, I think that you need to carve out from the sales those components of sales that Abbott has decided in light of an effort to increase profitability to cancel, meaning that there have been certain tenders that under their responsibility Abbott decided not to participate to, that had an impact on the on the revenue side. My expectation is that this business, like for like, should grow in the mid single digit. And our expectation is that under program that is managed by us and along with all the existing ELISA for the SRM, we can take this to a double-digit growth in the next 2 to 3 years. So this is a business that can grow if you focus on it. Very clearly within the Abbott organization, ELISA was not strategic, and where possible, Abbott was cannibalizing some of these sales with their own existing platform, especially in markets like Europe, where the market was clearly demanding a closed system rather than ELISA.
Okay. The Murex business seems to be largely a blood bank business. You're largely a diagnostic use. Maybe you can say a little bit more about where the leverage opportunities between the two lie.
I think that first you need to really distinguish between markets. When it comes to the traditional market, let me say the more developed market in Europe, US and Japan, the diagnostic portion of this business, of the HIV and hepatitis business, is very significant. There is a lot of diagnostic business. And with the exception of few countries in Europe, this blood banking is done in settings where, typically within hospitals, where they would do diagnostic and blood bank testing together. And which means that it is very clear to distinguish in Europe between blood banking testing and diagnostic testing. And usually the size of these blood banks is relatively small, and therefore closed systems like the Architect of Abbott, which is a mid-sized instrument, or the Liaison Excel can fit in. And ELISA has been marginalized in these markets. However, outside the consolidated market, in emerging markets, lots of this testing for HIV and HCV is blood banking, and these blood banks usually is separated from the rest of the business. The volume are very significant, and ELISA is still a very important technology that is used by these customers. I believe that if you want to get a dent into the hepatitis and HIV market, it's going to be very difficult to be isolated as a diagnostic company or as a blood bank company. You have to be able to promote yourself as a company that is supplying HIV and HCV to blood banks and hospitals. There have been examples of companies that have selected to be diagnostic only, but the success of that has been quite limited. And this is why, in my opinion, the Murex acquisition, which clearly takes us the blood bank arm, is going to be very important in our reputation as a company that can play overall in the HIV and HCV segment. Just for the sake of clarity, when it comes to Europe, we do not intend clearly to pursue this market, or we don't believe that there are large opportunities in this market with the ELISA, but we believe that there is a very large opportunity for the Liaison Excel because of the way the market is shaped up, as I discussed before.
Okay, thank you. Let's go back in line, let someone else ask a question.
Yes. For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. Next question is from Patrick Fuchs of RCM. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. I have a question regarding the potential synergies that you are seeing, and if you are seeing opportunity for margin improvement in your Murex business. This was one question. The second question, I mean, Murex is known to be to have a quite quite good position in niche diagnostic testing. Are you looking also, which seem not to have a place anymore in Abbott's portfolio? Are you pursuing also other tests or test families of Murex, or are these sold elsewhere? Thanks.
Let me first answer to the second question. We have limited our acquisition to the Murex portfolio, which are fundamentally the four products that I've listed before, so HIV, HBV, HCV, and HTLV. Other product lines of Murex have been already sold by Abbott to other companies.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what was your first question again?
First question is a margin improvement. If you are able to think about it as a separate unit or going forward, I mean, as the profitability is well below Dicerine's current profitability.
Well, let me just make a comment. I think 15 to 20% EBITDA for an ELISA is profitability that makes sense, considering that this line did not enjoy any synergy whatsoever within the Abbott portfolio. I think that there is room for improvement. We have different manufacturing sites that today make ELISA. We have a centralized logistic that can serve both. We have a raw material manufacturing production that is serving Diasorin Group and can serve also Murex. So I believe that in the 12 months following this acquisition, there are opportunities for synergies. I'm not in the position today to quantify what these synergies will be, but I'm sure that in the near future we are going to make some statements regarding this as well.
Okay, thank you.
Next question is from Martin Wales of UBS. Please go ahead.
Now just another couple of quick ones. Can you at least give a sense of the depreciation and amortization associated with this business? Also, could you talk about how you're financing the business? I understand it's out of your own resources.
Sorry, Martin, it's very difficult to hear you. Did you ask about financing, we finance this?
That was my second question. My first question was just asking for some sense of at least the depreciation and amortization associated with this business.
Listen, Martin, again, when it comes to amortization of this, I'm not in a position to comment.
What about depreciation?
The depreciation is going to be fairly minimal, what we inherit, but clearly it depends on some price allocation, which is still under discussion.
Okay. And financing the deal?
Financing is with cash. As you know, we have a very hefty cash flow, especially an inflow in dollars coming from our U.S. business, and so we will finance this with our own cash in order to smooth out any need of cash over the next 12 months. We opened up a short-term line with one of our existing banks only for 12 months, for the equivalent of 20 million euros, which we don't intend to use, if not in certain period of the year when we may have a peak in cash disbursement. But the acquisition per se will be financed with our existing cash.
What's the interest rate on that short-term line if you do need it?
I think the spread is less than 100 BPs.
Above LIBOR, above Euribor?
No, Euribor. Is in euros.
Yeah.
I cannot listen, as you can understand from a confidentiality point of view, I cannot disclose, but it's less than 100 BPs.
Okay, thank you very much.
We have a follow-up question from Patrick Fuchs of RCM. Please go ahead.
What about the distributor base of the Murex business? Do you intend to take over some distributors or largely leave the contracts unchanged, or will you need to buy out some contracts in certain regions? Thanks.
As you can imagine, today Abbott, being a very large organization, does operate with lots of their own direct sales force. Mm-hmm. However, wherever we will be direct, we will take over the distribution with our own subsidiaries.
Mm-hmm.
And this is true for all the main markets. Brazil, we are direct. China, we are direct. However, there are certain areas where Abbott is using some very strong distributors, and as part of this agreement, these distribution contracts will be carved out, and Diasorin will use the same Abbott distributor to continue to distribute the ELISA product, which I believe is a very important asset, because in some of these countries, those distributors are very strong.
Okay.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, perfect.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Rosa, there are no more questions.
Okay, thank you.